Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parashat Miketz, we have 14 psukim. In this Aliyah, the brothers arrive back in Egypt, this time with Binyamin. The brothers are reunited with Shimon, and Yosef is reunited with his brother Binyamin. At the end of our Aliyah, when Yosef sees Binyamin for the very first time, the Torah tells us in Perek Mem Gimel at the end of Pasuk Chavtet that Yosef blesses Binyamin with the following three words, Elokim Yochnecha Bini, from the word Chanun. May God be gracious to you, my son. Again, from the word chen or Chanun, Elokim Yochnecha Bini. What's strange, however, is that Unkelis, the great Targum Unkelis, the convert to Judaism who lived in the days of the Mishnah, seems to change the word when he translates this pasuk. Unkelis says, on the words Elokim Yochnecha Bini, Unkelis says, "Min Kadam Hashem Yitrachem." Alach Beri. Unkelis uses the word for rachum or rachamim. God should have mercy on you. Unkelis does not say chen or chanun. Why would Unkelis change the word from chen to rachum or rachamim? In fact, we can ask a more general question. What is the difference between rachum and chanun? A beautiful answer is given by Rav Shmuel Yaakov Rubinstein. He died in 1964. He was a major Rav in post-war France. He wrote a sefer, among other Sfarim, he wrote a sefer on the Chumash called She'erit Menachem, and in that sefer on page 180, Rav Rubinstein answers the beautiful question. It's not found on our parsha, it's found on Parshat Vayechi. Says Rav Rubinstein, Chanun ne'emar al shat hadchak l'chalatso mi meitzar v'rachum hu lahagein b'terem tavo hatzar shelo tavo. Says Rav Rubinstein, the word chanun refers to someone who needs help through problems that have come their way. That's chanun. Rachum or rachamim is having mercy on someone before problems come their way. It's preventing problems. And so says Rav Rubinstein, Yosef spoke to the brothers from Binyamin's perspective, from the brother's perspective. Elokim Yochnecha Bini, from the word Chanun, helping someone through problems that they already have. They all thought that they were in trouble, they were in crisis, they were in pain. So he used the word Chanun, Elokim Yochnecha Bini. However, says Rav Rubinstein that Unkelis translated the truth. He described the reality. They had no problems at all. All the problems have been avoided. Binyamin was not in trouble. The brothers were not in trouble. Excuse me. So Unkelis used the term rachum. Rachum referring to having mercy on someone, helping someone before problems come their way. We have already prevented the problems before they even come your way. Unkelis translated the truth, and that's why he used the word rachum as opposed to Elokim Yochnecha Bini. And perhaps, based on what Rav Rubinstein said, perhaps one can suggest one more point. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Masechet Peah, excuse me, and it's quoted by the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, in Hilchot Deot Perek Aleph, says, the Gemara and the Rambam say that we must imitate Hashem, mahu rachum v'chanun, afata tehe rachum v'chanun. Hashem is rachum. We too must imitate that and be full of rachamim ourselves. And Hashem is a chanun. We too must act in a chanun manner. However, based on Rav Rubinstein, this is an important job for you and for me. We must imitate Hashem and help others, not only once they are in pain, chanun, but we have to do everything we can to help them prevent problems, to act with rachamim, to see a crisis before it's a crisis, to see how pain is caused before they are in pain, to be proactively helpful and not just reactively. What a beautiful idea. Have a wonderful day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.